From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps as early as Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government.
Benvolguts i benvolgudes compatriotes.
During a televised speech Wednesday, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont appealed for calm and peace while expressing determination to pursue independence. He again called for mediation with Madrid. The Spanish government said before talks can be held, Catalonia must return to the path of law. The European Union also appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The European Commission has called on all relevant actors to now move quickly from confrontation to dialogue.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse, working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said as the dispute deepens, it could force the EU to intervene.
Spain politically is in crisis right at this time, and depending on how that crisis is resolved or not, then there could well be very serious implications for the EU more generally.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's referendum. Thousands rallied in Togo's capital, Lomé, Wednesday. They were demanding President Faure Gnassingbé step down. He's ruled the country since 2005. His family has governed the tiny West African nation for 50 years. Abu Masson said he wants the 1992 constitution back, a reference to the document's two-term presidential limit. Last month, Parliament began debate on a 2 5-year term limit for future leaders. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday, scene of modern America's worst mass shooting in which nearly 60 people, including the lone gunman, died and nearly 500 others were wounded.
The mass murder that took place on Sunday night fills America's heart with grief. America is truly a nation in mourning.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded, addressing the nation from a police station where he spoke of the many families who will go to bed at night in a world that is suddenly empty.
Our souls are stricken with grief for every American who lost a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a son or a daughter. We know that your sorrow feels endless. We stand together to help you carry your pain.
Mr. Trump spoke of the courage displayed by those who risked and even lost their lives saving others. He said the nation cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites terror.
In the darkest moments, what shines most brightly is the goodness that thrives in the hearts of our people. That goodness is our lighthouse.
Law enforcement officials said the gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted alone, was not part of an international terrorist group. U.S. officials said 3 U.S. Army Special Operations soldiers were killed Wednesday when they came under fire in Niger. 2 others were wounded. The officials said it's likely the Green Berets came under attack from militants of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb near the Malian border. Iraqi forces claimed Thursday to have taken the city of Fallujah from its Islamic State defenders, one of the last IS enclaves in the country and the last one in northern Iraq. Its assault began September 21st to clear the area north of Baghdad of IS militants. The rights group Amnesty International called on European nations to stop sending Afghans who don't qualify for asylum back home, saying they risk becoming victims of torture, kidnapping, and death. Amnesty said nearly 9,500 Afghans returned home last year after their applications were rejected. Human Rights Watch on Thursday said armed groups in Central African Republic have used rape and sexual slavery as weapons of war. It said both the Muslim Salika Alliance and Christian Antibalika Militia have sexually assaulted, raped, and enslaved many civilians in what they say amounts to crimes against humanity in the country's 4-year conflict. U.S. stocks continued to rally Wednesday as data from the services sector continued pointing to signs of strength in the U.S. economy. That sector expanded at its fastest pace last month in more than a decade, the benchmark Dow Jones Index closing up another 20 points Wednesday to 22,661. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.